A concept for a proposed apartment development along the Hudson River in Troy has hit a snag after a decision from the city's planning commission Thursday night. For months, neighbors and advocates from out-of-town conservation organizations have packed public meetings to oppose the potential development of a wooded riverfront parcel in the northernmost section of Troy. Developer Kevin Vandenberg has floated the idea of building an apartment complex on the site, but before that could happen, the property would need to be rezoned from single-family residential. However, on Thursday, Troy's Planning Commission voted to recommend that the City Council not consider a rezoning of the property. Planning Board member Sarah Wengert made the motion for the recommendation, which passed 4-1.
There are three factors that have made an impact on me.
Wengert's three main concerns were an increase in density's impact on traffic and utilities, impacts on green space, and potential interference with the archaeological history of the site. The neighborhood organization Friends of the Mahicontuck formed to protect the land from development, highlighting the importance of the land to Native peoples and the Skaticoke First Nations. Members of the planning board considered how a rezoning, namely the potential development it could bring, would impact the history of the site. Here's planning board member Suzanne Spellin.
It's a real rock and a hard place for me because I would want to see the community be able to have access to the riverfront. I would like to see some kind of a memorial or park or artifact shown.
Wengert dismissed Spellin's suggestion.
I question the value of the public access as described in narrative. And the memorial, in my opinion, would be somewhat insulting.
Planning Commissioner Barbara Higbee, the only member Thursday who voted against the negative recommendation, said she believed it's more feasible to protect the assets of the site if it were rezoned.
I always find single-family zoning in a situation like this just to be very counterproductive. And I know that it's hard to make the plan development work for the site, but I think there's a better chance of that.
Higbee added,
the one thing we would have to look out for, though, as it proceeds, is that we don't always just jump to the maximum allowed under the zoning. At every point, that's always the worry.
Adam Schultz, attorney for the developer, defended rezoning, reminding commissioners that any decision would have to fit into the city's comprehensive plan, a document that itself is due for an update in 2023.
It's important for the public, it's important for the board to understand that zoning is not a static process. There are procedures in place for there to be changes when it's appropriate.
But with the planning board's decision, it's another hurdle for potential development and a small victory for neighbors and advocates. The decision whether to consider rezoning now goes to the Troy City Council. For more stories on this issue, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.